Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The left fielder, George Watkins. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mickey Haslin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken Otte. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Iazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field. Allen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allen. Hermann goes all the way around to score. Cavaretta moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Otte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otte strikes out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Vergess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Haslin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Verghez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Watkins hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Verghez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghez is 0 for 1 in the game. Verghez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camilli moves to third. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Haslin hits a fly ball towards right. Klein catches it and throws to home to double up Camilli. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Verges moves to second. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French is called out on strikes. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Watkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball towards center. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Cavaretta. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Verges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Haslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-2 in the game. French hits a pop-up towards short. Haslin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin misplays the ball. That's an error on Haslin. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and he is out, Chiazza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Watkins strikes out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Dino Chiazza pinch runs for Johnny Moore. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verghese takes first base on ball 4. Chiazza moves to second. Lon Warnicki now pitching. Joe Bowman pinch hits for Mickey Haslin. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen throws the ball into Herman who tags Bowman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chiazza scores. Verghese moves to third. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dino Chiazza now playing shortstop. George Watkins now playing right field. Fred Lucas now playing left field. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta bunts in front of the plate. Todd fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery is walked intentionally. Hartnett moves to second. Pretzel Pezzullo now pitching. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Chuck Klein. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Lucas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach now playing right field. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground into right field. Steinbach picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Steinbach. Steinbach throws it away. That's an error on Steinbach. Chiazza moves to third. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-3 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Pretzel Pezzullo. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Kurt Davis pinch runs for Jimmy Wilson. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Allen strikes out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Watkins hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Lucas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki hits a fly ball into left field. Lucas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Gallen goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.